Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out, right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello and welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi. This week's show features a couple of writers from the Las Vegas Review-Journal discussing two of the hottest topics in town, big-name singers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Up first is entertainment reporter Jason Braslin discussing new rules for big-name entertainment, no phones allowed. Jason will go into more detail in a moment. Later, hockey beat reporter Steve Karp tells us all about the biggest story in all of sports these days, the expansion Vegas Golden Knights, now one of the winningest teams in the National Hockey League. Steve explains the how and why. And finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, just keeps breaking story after story, beating newspapers and television to the punch. How does he do it? He'll explain later.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
They're building great entertainment venues throughout Las Vegas. I mean, you kind of wonder if this is going to turn into a world-class version of Branson, Missouri. It's now not just gambling you come to, but it's seen entertainment. And with all this, we're also seeing a different attitude. And Jason Braslin, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, is with us once again, this time to talk about something that kind of annoys him. And I read it, I laughed a lot, but I realized that it annoys me too. Let's talk about, Jason, what Jack White is doing. So when you go to one of his concerts, it isn't by any means something you can do whatever you want there. He's going to set up some rules.
Yeah, he has a new policy now where you actually have to seal your cell phone in these kind of like restrictive bags that you put them in when you walk in. They lock your cell phone up and you can't take it out at all during the show. If you try to, they kick you out. So kind of a new thing. I mean, the comedian Dave Chappelle has been doing it in the past, but of course, you know, comedians are a little bit different. They have material that could get out there and kind of spoil upcoming specials and whatnot. So it's not a completely unprecedented thing in terms of performers doing this, but within the context of a rock show and certainly something a little bit different and, kind of a polarizing thing. Some people like not having cell phones at shows. Other people feel like they should be able to, carry themselves the way they wish.
Well, it's kind of arrogant, I think, for a performer. You're paying big bucks to go see these guys, like somebody like Jack White. I mean, it's not cheap. You know, who is he to decide what you can and can't do? I mean, as long as it's not literally in getting in the way of somebody else's good time, isn't that kind of out of their, what do they care if somebody sends a picture? I don't do it, but I know a lot of people do.
That's my thoughts exactly. And I mean, look, if he's gone to enough shows, you've probably been around somebody who's rude with their cell phone, holding it up in front of your face, whatnot. It happens from time to time, but for the most part, most people know how to handle themselves. They're not rude to their neighbor. Same thing with alcohol sales at a show. I mean, of course, at every show, there's probably going to be some guy who drinks a little too much and is, you know, maybe obnoxious, but that doesn't mean no one else in the place should be able to have a drink if they so choose. And so for the artist to demand that you can't, you know, to me, it's kind of condescending. It's telling people that they, you know, they don't know how to act, that they're going to necessarily be rude, which I certainly think is not the case. I think most people know, hey, I'm going to take my cell phone out. I'm going to take a couple pictures here and there to remember a show that I paid a lot of money for. And that's that. I don't see it as some big distraction. And again, I'm somebody who goes to shows for a living. It's very rare that I see people, you know, really bothering their neighbors. So I think it's a bit over the top and kind of condescending. And I think you use the right word, arrogant. I'm not sure why, you know, he feels the need to do that if he's not getting enough attention. But it's, you know, to me, that's kind of on the performer. If he feels like people who paid good money to see him aren't paying attention to him, well, I mean, that would speak to the performance to me. So I don't know. I mean, I wrote the story, and some people like the idea, but for the most part, I think most folks, you know, don't really like being told what to do like that.
Well, I liked your article because it had, you know, had humor to it as well. And what it made me think of, Jason, is, you know, I hear people say, and I agree with this sometimes, that, gee, it didn't really happen if I didn't take a picture of it. But at the same time, you may be looking at it a different way. Well, if I allow this, then it's not the special live event. I mean, when did all of a sudden this thing become so special? I mean, they do the same sets, by and large, everywhere they go. What's so special about it that it can't be filmed or, you know, like you said, take a couple pictures or what have you?
Yeah, and again, I could understand a little bit more with a comedian, say, you know, because again, Dave Chappelle kind of started this practice. But comedians tour before an album comes out, before a special comes out. And so if people were to go and record it and put it on YouTube or whatever, that could affect album sales. That could affect the people that, you know, tune into the special when it comes out because it's new material. But to your point, exactly, when it's a musician, they're up there, they're playing, you know, similar set lists every night. People know the material. People know the music. So you're not necessarily spoiling anything. You're not hurting their bottom line. So, you know, again, I see it the way you do. I don't understand why it's so upsetting, especially when I think if you added up all the time the average person, you know, spends at a concert, you know, taking pictures, it's probably about 60 seconds for a whole two-hour performance. I mean, again, if you pay good money to see something, you know, you're not going to stand there with your cell phone in the air the whole time. You just want a couple things to remember it by. And so, if you're not bothering other people, I don't understand why it bothers the performer so much. And what I also wrote in the piece too, I did go see a concert in December. There was another band, a punk band called The Misfits, who had a similar prohibition. It was the first time I'd ever seen a show under this context. And I'm telling you, it really did not make much of a difference at all. I hardly noticed it. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I would freely acknowledge if it changed the atmosphere of the show and people were somehow more tuned in or anything like that, but it wasn't. I mean, anytime you go to a show, people are there to see that artist. They're already excited. They're not distracted. So I don't think it really enhances the atmosphere that much. I mean, I'd be all for it if it did. But I really didn't notice a difference, and so I'm not sure quite what he's after with this.
It seems like a power trip sort of to me where, hey, my stuff is so important that now we got rules, you know, and it's just...
Exactly. And that's kind of what I took issue with, too. I mean, we're sitting here talking about it, but, you know, the announcement that he made on the ticket page was just really obnoxious to me. It really speaks to your point. I mean, he said, hey, something to the effect of, hey, you know, for one night you can put your little gadgets down. It was just so... It's just so condescending and it's really self-important, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way too. And I mean, again, this is a show that cost $100 to see, which is not, you know, that's not a small thing. And you know, when you add drinks or whatever, and you know, a babysitter, or if you got kids, I mean, going to shows nowadays is a major investment. And you know, why would it bother you? It seems to me like it would be, you know, an honor. Maybe that's too strong of a word, but you know, for people to take pictures of you because they enjoy you so much, it doesn't seem like it would be something that would insult you or bother you. It seems like it would be a compliment.
Right, and now it's such a part of the culture. I mean, we have to admit it. Everybody takes their phones. If you ever go on a plane or a bus or a train, you'll always see people. Everybody's looking at it. It's one of those things you kind of have to accept. I mean, we can't zip back to the 20th century.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to your point, I think it is a generational thing because the artists, you know, that the few artists that have kind of complained about cell phones up to this point at their shows are older rock bands that kind of, You know, they toured for many years before cell phones became so, you know, widespread. So I get it. I mean, they came up at an age where this wasn't an issue at all. But, you know, you kind of have to evolve. If you go to any shows by, you know, younger artists or pop, you know, any pop artists, I mean, they almost encourage it. They want it. They want that social media presence. They use that as much as anything to keep marketing them. So, you know, it is certainly a generational thing. But I don't know. It can be a part of the fun. And of course, I mean, we all have to acknowledge, I mean, yeah, they can be, you know, people can be distracting. People can be rude. So, I mean, I'm not acknowledging that, but, you know, I think that's the exception more than the rule. And so that's why I think people should be trusted a little bit more to you know, understand that they can handle themselves at a show.
I agree. Well, you know, the last time you were on, you were telling us about some of these great venues that were being put up, the Park MGM. You talked about the Cosmopolitan, and it just looks to me like they keep building more and more. I was looking at a list of like 11 different venues that were going to put up, like, that have just come in the last couple of years, 200,000 seats. Is this going to become like a Branson, like I said, in the Open, where, you know, so many people are doing residencies now that you could have... could care less about something like gambling, come out and go see three or four acts, or maybe kind of like the music's version of Broadway in New York?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we've certainly seen that in the last few years. I mean, this is becoming a destination market for, you know, not only top-notch registries, but we're getting more and more music fests. There's going to be another big arena that's built around the Venetian that's going to open in the next couple of years. Obviously, we've got the big Raiders Stadium coming in 2020, which I think that will have, you know, some of your big stadium concerts from time to time. It's interesting. There's this a resale market called Vivid Seats that puts together an annual report on what they think the biggest music city is going to be that year, given on ticket sales. And Las Vegas was named the number one music city for 2018. So it's starting to become, you know, much, much more of a destination market. Now, we've always been like an okay touring market, but now we're getting, you know, folks really coming into town more and more and more for these residencies, for some of the music festivals we're getting. And it's becoming a real sea change. It's moving away from kind of like, you know, people used to come here for the big Cirque shows and the kind of production shows, and those are still here, but they're not opening like we're getting these new residencies, be it Bruno Mars or Cher. It's really becoming, you know, the town is really becoming centered on that. So, to your point, certainly a big sea change in the last really 3 or 4 years.
Back with more from Jason Braceland, entertainment reporter from the Las Vegas Review Journal, in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin. When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com. Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut free prescription discount card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts, that's plural, .com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are chatting with Jason Braislin, entertainment reporter at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. All of a sudden, now I can go see The Who, maybe at one place, and then go and see something like Chicago, some great old band from there, and kind of mix it, and then see some young and upcoming entertainment. It's really kind of an interesting way, and it just strikes me as Las Vegas, once again, diversifying, you know, because they know there's a lot of casinos all over the world. But and there always will be casinos in Las Vegas, but I think this is just another way to make this town different.
Yeah, and you get to see them in, you know, you get to see some of these big stars not only here, but in a very different environment than you would in other places. So, for instance, we're talking about Bruno Mars. You know, Bruno Mars tours heavily, but he plays, you know, 20,000 seaters. So when he comes to your town, if you live in Cleveland, he's playing in the big, big basketball arena where the Cavs play. When you see him here at the Park Theater, it's in front of 4,000 people. It's a much more intimate environment. So not only do you get to see these big stars, but you get to see them in an environment that you're not going to see elsewhere. And a lot of times they'll do, you know, some special flourishes maybe in the set list that you wouldn't see elsewhere, because these artists know that people are coming in town. They're making a weekend out of seeing them. So they're not going to necessarily put on the exact same show that they do on tour. So different environment. Different set lists sometimes. It just adds a little bit more of a unique experience that makes it worthwhile for you. You know, again, even if Bruno Mars is coming to your town, you're going to see something completely different here, and that kind of adds a little value to the experience as well.
Well, it is exciting. I know big fans of the Foo Fighters were telling me that there's some talk about them and doing one of these residencies at a place like the Cosmopolitan, and every night having a different set. And I mean, boy, that's something different. I mean, you could see where somebody could go in three, if they love the Foo Fighters, three, four, five times in a year just to see these different shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the end goal. And I mean, for the band, it's great because, you know, I've obviously interviewed a lot of bands that do these residencies, and they love the fact that, you know, they can be in one place, you know, for a few nights in a row. You know, they can leave the production up. They can add elements to it. To your point, they can tinker around with the set list. They know that the people that are coming to see these shows are the diehards, and you can treat a diehard crowd a little bit differently than if you're playing in front of a more general audience. Maybe you can pull out some deep cuts, some B-sides, some kind of special songs that you know that's going to be really special for the fans, but maybe you don't want to play that on your average show in Iowa City, you know what I mean? So I think the bands seem to love it, and I think that the crowds do as well. So it's really a nice mix, and we're starting to see higher and higher profile acts do this. You know, obviously Bruno Mars was kind of like the big one, but the Foo Fighters would be perfect, and they would be huge. I mean, they sold out the show here on New Year's Eve at the Cosmo instantly. I mean, that would just be a huge deal to get a band that can play, you know, stadiums and other markets, you know, do a special show here. And we're seeing that this spring. I mean, Kenny Chesney, who sells out stadiums and other markets, he's playing a 4,000 theater here, the Joint at the Hard Rock. I mean, that's something you're not going to see in any other market anywhere. A guy that can draw 50,000 people play in front of 4,000.
Yeah, and, you know, final thought, maybe this is a kind of a return to the days of course, certainly different venues, but like when the Rat Pack used to come in and then they'd have some people that would come and see him and they'd get up and mess around. And I could just see that in some of these cases, like you say, where somebody could, because they're also in town, go over and watch a show. I mean, and that makes it even more exciting for people because who knows what's going to happen.
Absolutely, and again, everyone, you know, the musicians love coming here. They're treated well. The crowds are big and adoring. So you could certainly see that. I mean, that creation of that environment where, you know, you see a little bit of intermingling of all these big stars. And as more and more venues come up, I mean, you know, every weekend there's multiple shows. So I certainly think you could see some of that crossover, and it would just enhance the experience even more.
Well, and one thing that will enhance your experience coming down to Vegas is to read what Jason's writing, because you'll find out all what's going on in terms of the big acts coming in and what's hot around town. So, Jason, how do we follow you? Where do we go?
Just check out my stories there on LVRJ.com. That's the Review Journal's website. And we have tons and tons of entertainment news every day, really, not just myself. We've got a big, good staff here. So if you're coming to Vegas, please check us out. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Thanks so much, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now to talk Vegas sports, winning Vegas sports. Who would have believed it? Everybody was saying if the Golden Knights could win 20, 25 games, what a great season. Well, they've done quite a bit more than that. And with us to talk about and find out why is the beat writer for the Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Review Journal, our good friend Steve Karp. Well, Steve, what happened? I mean, we were talking about this before the season, and you were an optimist, and you were saying, I think I'd win 25 games, that'd be a great season, and that sort of thing. Did you ever, in your mind, ever expect what's happened so far?
I'd be lying if I said yes, so I'm not going to say yes. I think I predicted 29 wins, and I was being generous then, because I didn't think they'd have enough scoring, and I didn't think their defense would be playing as well as they played. I knew Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, assuming he stayed healthy, would steal a few wins. And, you know, like everyone else, the way the team was made up, I figured, okay, they'll tread water, come trade deadline, they'll move a few pieces, get some assets back for the long term. And if they make the playoffs, great. If they don't, it's still a pretty good season. But this is exceeded and surpassed anyone's wildest dreams.
Well, you know, one of the things you told me, Steve, is they got the right coach. I remember right when they had him, you felt good about him.
Yeah.
It's been a good fit, hasn't it?
I'll tell you what, Gerard Gallant's going to be the coach of the year, and rightly so, because these guys just love playing for him and his staff, and they make the game fun for these guys. They don't overwork them. He's got his finger on the pulse of every guy in that room. They all respect him. They all like him. And you know what? They like each other. Their chemistry is really, really good. And I know we're going to talk about the trade deadline in a moment or two. But I don't know that you want to break up this group of guys right now the way it's going. And Gallant had a lot to do with it. You know, he plays all four lines. He plays three sets of defensemen. They've all done a good job. And you know what? When a guy gets hurt, someone's ready to step in and do the job. And I'll point to Ryan Carpenter, the former San Jose Shark, if you remember, he had kind of a cup of coffee with the Sharks. He was an undrafted free agent 4 years ago by San Jose. He really didn't get a chance to play here, but he got his opportunity in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and he's played really well. He's scored his last two games. He's on the penalty killing unit, and he's really working hard and fitting in nicely. So I guess that next man up mentality has worked all year, especially with the goaltending when Fleury went out with a concussion back in October.
We'll have more from Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manji.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension goes, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates of flash.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the beat writer covering the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, you hear the term team chemistry in all sports, but this is one case where not only were these are making the right picks, but it just gelled. I mean, and it gelled right from the start.
You know, when they put this team together last June, it wasn't just for what they could do on the ice as hockey players. They looked at these guys as individuals, as people. What kind of makeup they had emotionally? Could you rely on these guys? Are they going to go off on their own, or are they going to buy into the team concept? Are they going to work well with others? And, man, they have really, really come together as a team. They bond. They do stuff together. They stayed in Washington last Sunday, watched the Super Bowl as a team. They do team things. They have breakfast together at their facility. Guys come early. They stay late. They work out together. They push each other. And like every good locker room, there's a lot of good-natured kidding and ribbing, and it never crosses the line. And they've got a fabulous leadership group of Derek England, of David Perron, of James Neal. You know, veteran guys, Fleury, of course. Guys have been there and have won Stanley Cups and understand the importance of good chemistry and a good locker room as vital to a team's success on the ice.
You know, you mentioned the trade deadline. And before the season, everybody was figuring out the trade deadline would be get rid of some of these veterans, get some more young people in. But that whole philosophy's changed, hasn't it? I mean, how do you avoid this? I mean, you're not just a possible playoff team, at least as of right now, one of the best teams in the NHL.
Well, I think General Manager George McPhee said it best. We're probably not going to change anything. Because why would you when it's working so well? And yeah, obviously, like I said, when they put this group of guys together, there were several unrestricted free agents whose contracts were up at the end of the season, most notably James Neal, David Perron, and two guys who you figure, okay, we could move them at the deadline, get a couple picks, maybe get a young player back, get rid of their contracts, we don't have to mess with them when it's time to negotiate. But, you know, they've been two of the top guys all year.
Yeah,
you can't trade them. So, basically, those are your rental players. Neal and Perron are your rental guys. And at the end of the season, I'm sure they'll decide whether or not they keep them or let them walk. But both players have told me they want to stay. They love playing in Las Vegas. They love the fan base. They love where they practice. And they certainly love their home rink. And they love their teammates and the coach they play for. So I think if you're Neal and if you're Perron, you're going to get your money. And then I think it becomes a question of term. Well, how long will you be able to stay in Las Vegas? I'm not sure that George McPhee wants to do anything long term. But, you know, if you're Neal and if you're Perron, this is probably your last opportunity for big money. It becomes a business decision from both sides of it. But I think right now everyone's putting that on the side and is focusing on hockey, and I think that's the right way to do it.
Well, you know, talking about the right way to do it, if you're going to run an expansion team, I think Bill Foley has done such a tremendous job, again, not only on the ice, but, you know, you mentioned the practice facility, and from what I understand, it's the envy of the league. I mean, this is worked at every level.
You know, you walk into the building, and it oozes of class. It's like going into a high-scale hotel or apartment building, and you just feel right at home and comfortable, and that's what they did for these players. They've got the very best of everything, and for the fans, it's easy to get there, plenty of parking, and, I mean, they get 1,000 people to watch practice. Who ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah.
I've been around the game for just about all my life. I could never recall a team that had people show up to watch a practice on a consistent basis the way the Golden Knights have drawn fans to their facility. And so, but you know what? It's also their in-game presentation. You know, they've done it right. They create an electric atmosphere before the team ever even steps onto the ice, and they have fun with it. It's a lot of components that go into it, but they all seem to mesh well together. The gears never grind, if you know what I'm saying. It's a really good thing. And you know what? The Raiders are coming in a couple of years, and they're going to do their own thing. It's the NFL. But, you know, we've got a WNBA team coming this summer. We have a USL soccer team, which is starting its season this week. And they've seen what the Golden Knights have done, okay, in terms of promotions, in terms of marketing themselves and getting out in the community and being visible. And I'll tell you what, the Knights have set the bar extremely high for these other teams. And they're not major league teams. So, well, you know, the WNBA is the top women's league in the country. But the point being, these people have to work really hard to impress the fan bases that they're going to attract because of what the Knights have done.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole country's noticing. You know, there was a quote I heard from one of the guys on the Columbus team, and he said that the Knights play with arrogance, but he meant that as a compliment, not as an insult. Yeah. And is that just extreme, you know, like a confidence to the point where we feel like every time we take the ice, we're going to win?
It is. And Nick Foligno was the one who said it, and he was right. He said this team has a confidence about it that every time they step on the ice, they believe they're coming out with a victory. And that's what they should do. I mean, they've proven to themselves that they can compete with the best teams in the NHL. And why wouldn't they want to go ahead and play with that little edge and that little chip on their shoulder? They should. And, you know, other teams have also noticed it and brought it up. And it's I think it's to their benefit that they have that going for them.
What about Fleury? I guess he's really the established star. I think Sports Illustrated said, you know, Elvis has come to the building. He kind of is that kind of guy, right? I mean, he's a great guy, and he's really somebody that's been there.
Well, you know, the night he was drafted by the Knights in the expansion draft, and he was in the building, he got this huge standing ovation. His fans were chanting his name. And so right away you knew that he was going to be the most popular player on the team with the fans. And then, you know, but then the next day he shows up and does a clinic with a bunch of kids at the arena and continues to do things in the community. And I'm not talking just about after the October 1st shooting. I'm talking about on a regular basis. I would anticipate that he and his wife, Veronica, will do some charity things in the Las Vegas community, much like they did in Pittsburgh. I have no idea how long he's going to keep playing, but I think while he's still playing in the NHL, you're going to see him continue to do the things that endear him to the fans and to the communities he's lived and played in. He's a special guy.
Yeah, when you talk about a special guy, Foley says, you know, if we do this thing right, maybe in 3 years we make the playoffs, maybe the Stanley Cup Finals in 6. And I love his comment. His comment back was, well, why wait? And, I mean, is that telling the truth? Is that seeing the through the crystal ball?
Hey, look, you know what? He's the owner. He should think positive. I mean, but George McPhee is in charge of reality. And he knows how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup. You know, he came really close his first year in Washington. People forget that. And he inherited that team. And yet they almost pulled it off and stuff. So, but he knows how hard it is to go the distance and win the Cup. So you'll never see any proclamations from George McPhee. But what you will see and continue to see with him is this never-ending work ethic and desire to make it a reality. And he and Kelly McCrimmon, assistant general manager, Vaughn Carpenter, their director of player personnel, and their entire hockey ops staff I mean, there's no award for, there's an award for Champion of the Year. But if you were to give an award for organization, hockey people, this team would win it, going away. I mean, what they've done. I mean, the rules were set up for them to succeed, but you still had to do it the right way. They did. And I don't know that people are giving him enough credit. It's not just that. They've laid the foundation for a culture of success that's going to go well beyond this year, no matter what they do in the playoffs. Okay? I mean, they've got people now, if you're a free agent, you need to look at Las Vegas. You need to look at playing for the Golden Knights to maybe continue your career. Now, look, I know that John Tavares is probably staying with the Islanders, okay? Mm-hmm. But when the Islanders were in town a couple weeks ago, somebody asked Tavares if he would even consider playing for the Knights. And he said, he was very diplomatic, obviously, and said all the right things about the team, but he didn't dismiss it out of hand. And I think that's a telling sign to me that, if some of the best players in the league would look at this place as a place to continue their career, then, somebody's doing something right. And, remember, these guys talk all the time, players. They talk all the time, and, they ask the Golden Knights players, what's it like? How's it been? What's so special? And when the Knights players explain to them what they have at their practice facility, the way the home crowd is on game night, and just living in Las Vegas. Remember, it's tax-free. You're not paying state income tax, and the weather's nice. You don't have to worry about it being 30 below like it was last Thursday in Winnipeg, or 9 below like it was in St. Paul last Friday. I mean, you've got an environment where you can enjoy going to work every day. That's what's happened with this team. These guys genuinely enjoy going to work.
Back in a moment with more from Steve Karp, the Vegas Golden Knights beat writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. What are you dragging, a tank? Ah, how do you do? Hey, you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are talking to Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal about all the excitement surrounding the Vegas Golden Knights. And what we're seeing here isn't necessarily just special for the NHL. You know, I've been a sports fan all my life. I've, you know, loved the history of all the different sports. I don't think there's ever been something like this, an expansion team in any sport that has had this kind of effect right out of the gate. Is there? Can you think of any?
Well, no, there's been nothing like this in major league sports. And it's a great story, and it continues to write itself with every day. It really is remarkable, and it's been so much fun to be a part of this and cover. Remember, I was doing this long before they were even getting a team.
Yeah,
I was covering the whole process of Bill Foley trying to, you know, get Gary Bettman to convince the owners that they should put an expansion team in Las Vegas, and so this has been quite a process, and now you're seeing it come to fruition the way it is, and. This is not going to be a one-trick pony. This is not. This is going to be good for quite a while, I think.
Well, I love reading your stuff, Steve. One last question before we go, though. I got to ask you, because people ask me, is this like a fairy tale we're going to wake up from? I mean, some people keep waiting for this long losing streak. Haven't seen it. It looks like, you know, I mean, like you see, you're not going to guarantee any kind of, like, you know, hoisting the cup. But at the same time, it doesn't look like there's going to be this huge collapse that people were waiting for either. What do you think?
No, I think the way they're built and the way they manage their losses, that it just won't allow itself to manifest itself. I mean, they might lose two or three in a row or four, but it's not going to be like 9, 10, 11, 12. They've just got too many good players, and they're just too well coached for that to happen. But as far as how far in the playoffs they could take this thing and you know, when you have a goalie like Fleury who's been known to steal a series, much less a game, you're never out of it. And I think that's something you're going to have to think about when the playoffs start in mid-April. I mean, if Fleury's healthy and he's on his game and he's getting hot at the right time, and he's played very well, by the way, since he came back from the concussion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put anything past this team, including going to win the Stanley Cup final. I mean, they made a believer out of me.
Well, you I remember guys like Grant Fuhr, as good as those Oiler teams were, and they were really good. Man, he'd get on a roll in the playoffs, and they, you know, that they were unbeatable. I mean, maybe this type of thing could happen again. A goal. This is one sport where one guy can kind of drive you through.
Every team that's ever won a Stanley Cup has done so because they had a hot goaltender at some point during their run to the Cup. It may have been for a game or two or even an entire series or, in some cases, an entire playoff run. But you're not going to win the Cup without really good goaltending. And the Knights and Marc-Andre Fleury have that guy who can carry them all the way to the Cup. And I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm just saying the pieces are there for it to happen.
Well, this is exciting, and it's great reading your stuff. Steve Karp, he writes in the Review Journal, follows the team everywhere. If we want to follow you, I love following you on Twitter, Steve. What's your handle again?
Yeah, anybody who wants to follow, go to at Steve Karp RJ, and certainly at ReviewJournal.com. You can read all our coverage of the Golden Knights and the NHL.
And we will chat again around playoff time. Thanks, Steve.
Anytime, Steve. Nice to talk to you again.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your will, you gotta jump and jive and bend your will, you gotta jump and jive and bend your will, you gotta jump and
you're getting
jump,
to be quite famous around the area. You're driving people in the TV and newspaper business crazy, and I love it, because you come here and tell us this stuff. You're breaking these stories. How do you do it? And not only that, do these people come and tell you? I mean, you're on a TV show. I guess they're like me. They're just happy that you're associated with them. Is that just from really knowing all the right people? What is it?
Well, I just find the whole world of Las Vegas so fascinating. It genuinely is a pleasure to dig into stories or get tidbits or nuggets that the traditional media don't have. I love driving them crazy. I get a perverse pleasure from beating them to the punch and sharing stories that people care about before anybody else. And it has a lot to do with great sources. That's a huge, huge factor. And that happens just over time because when I was doing the blog for the first couple of years, I would hear a rumor and I'd share it. Might be true, might not. But over time, the sources have gotten better and they trust me. They know I'm never going to burn them. So they share with me. I don't know what they get out of it. They probably get that perverse kind of enjoyment as well from beating the traditional media. But it's just, I think they see how much fun I'm having. Like, I'm having fun. When I break a story like Lady Gaga's residency, or I break a story about a zip line, or whatever it is, they see that I'm having fun with it, that it drives people in public relations crazy. And I think in Las Vegas, there's just always been this way of doing things. It was very traditional. If a press release would come out and everybody would kind of print the story the way it was in the release, but nobody has time for that anymore. It's not interesting. It's not fun. Sharing a rumor or a story before it goes live and everybody else has it is just more fun. It's more engaging. And I think they like that even if I get serious news, I'm going to make it snarky anyway, so it's a little more digestible. But that's kind of the answer, is I'm having fun. I do this as a hobby. I don't need, you know, there's nobody who's the boss of me. There's nobody who gets to tell me, don't share this story or don't be snarky about it. So they like the independence of it. And I just love driving them crazy because there's people in public relations who they're pulling their hair out, and I love every minute of it.
I guess one follow-up to that. You don't do hatch jobs. And in fact, if any of your regular readers know, you love this town. I mean, it gets you excited. So it isn't like you're trying to find dirt necessarily. You're just talking about what's really going on in a lot of people's favorite city.
It's true. I sometimes will try to steer people away from something that I don't care for, but I'm not trying to put anybody out of business. I'm not trying to create any uproar about anything for the most part. I'm just trying to showcase things, and I'm trying to make someone's visit better, more efficient, save the money. I really am just trying to look for those stories that people have interest in and kind of show it off. And there's little discoveries that somebody who's visiting might not ever know about. If I don't write about it, I'll go dig something up, and now it just makes their trip better, and they have something to talk about with their friends. Gets everybody excited about Vegas, and when people are excited about Vegas, that's good for me. They have to go to my blog, and I just really get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Thanks for joining us this week. Next week, you'll meet a very talented musician, David Perico. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.